Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Attorney Dr. Darius LeQuant is alarmed at the findings in the recent Government Director of Audit report and by the huge project overruns followed by supplementary appropriations for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. The death toll now stands at 75 from a gasoline tanker that overturned and exploded in northern Haiti, unleashing a fireball that swept through homes and businesses, creating devastation on Tuesday. And France will sharply restrict travel to and from Britain because of fast-spreading cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant, putting limits on reasons for traveling and requiring 48-hour isolation upon arrival. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. First up in the news, Attorney Dr. Darius LeQuant has commented on the recently released Director of Audit report and the huge overruns on approved projects, government supplementary appropriations for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. Dr. LeQuant questions the transparency and the level of accountability within the government system, which apparently led to the violations and breaches by some government personnel in Dominica.
We're looking at this matter of the audit and the irregularity that were found, and also the supplementary estimates, which show that there were big cost overruns. How did this thing happen? I did a search for two words. One was violates and one was breach. Both words are used in the audit record, audit report. The auditor found that there were breaches of the law and there were violations of the law in the financial records of Dominica. That is serious. Then we have these huge overruns on the estimates. And you ask yourself, why did these things happen? How did we get to a situation where we have the situation? Because if we are building a country, we want a country in which the people who are making estimates for a budget are close, do their work seriously enough that they are not serious overruns. And also the people who are executing the laws follow the laws. So how did we get to a situation where the laws aren't being followed and estimates are not accurate enough? I mean, the idea that you need a supplementary estimate that is almost equal to the estimate that was given in the budget is ludicrous. I mean, that shouldn't happen.
Attorney Dr. Darius LeQuant, UWP President Isaac Baptiste, says his party was robbed of victory in the 2019 general elections, as it appears many election violations were committed and condoned by various officials that ensured the DLP regained victory at the polls. Baptiste says he is very confident the United Workers' Party will win the upcoming general election once the proper electoral and campaign finance reforms are implemented by law.
Dominican Labour Party stole the last elections, and the facts are on the ground to prove that. So we'll continue to mobilize, we'll continue to educate the public, we'll continue to disseminate the information as best as possible. We'll listen to the general public and to our supporters and even to our critics to ensure that we adjust where necessary. We'll seek cooperation with those who have the same objective as us, that is to remove this corrupt, incompetent administration. Those persons who are willing to work with United Workers Party, we are willing to work with them. So everything necessary within the law and reasonable, United Workers Party will do to ensure that there will be a change of government whenever the election is called. But electoral reform is a priority and will remain above the agenda. And any attempt by the Dominican Labour Party, the Electoral Commission, to ensure that there is no electoral reform, they will be upsetting the democratic process of Dominica and the will of the people.
UWP President Isaac Baptiste, this is Q95 News. President of the Combined Taxi Incorporated, Philip Geist, highlights the current disposition of the taxi operators, with private tours recently receiving a limited green light. The advantage he highlights pertains to economic compensation and the time frames by which one receives his or her earnings based on these tours.
The organized tour drivers, they work through a company like Wichuch, Fonson, Wacky Rollers. So those tours are booked on the ship. and the company engages individuals to move those passengers for them to various sites. But the private tour, the individual walks off the ship and requests a private tour to a particular area. Once that tour is available, you, the driver, or the dispatcher, sorry, would negotiate the price with the individual and dispatch the individual on that particular tour. So the private tour individual would earn the money now for now, unlike the individual who do the organized tours would draw after the tour through the company they work for.
Combined Taxi Incorporated President Philip Geist. Agriculture is the saving grace of this nation, and under an APP government, that sector will regain its economic power. This statement comes from APP political leader Tahira Blanchard, speaking on last evening's APP program. She highlighted a number of the initiatives to be implemented under an APP government. Some of these include radical changes with modern vision, as well as maintaining our cultural roots in agriculture.
Agriculture is the saving grace of this nation, and an APP government would without hesitation allocate the bulk of the budget of $356 million towards agriculture to jumpstarting the most reliable engine of growth of Dominica's economy. And here is how we would do it. We would immediately install a National Agricultural Commission, which would within 45 days be mandated to identify Dominica's agricultural experts and operatives, who would select an elite group of 5,000 farmers and place them on a government subsidized program where they would be paid not less than $3,500 monthly for up to a year, and be given all the logistic support necessary to immediately resume productive agribusiness. This would be a total of $210 million in cash, which would go to the homes around Dominica in that fiscal year. And those funds would go towards meeting the cost of running Dominican families while providing a sense of independence to our hard-working ordinary men and women.
APP leader Tahira Blanchard. Taxi operators doing private tours can finally breathe a bit easier as a meeting with the Ministry for Tourism made special provisions for private taxis meeting the requirements. This from President of the Combined Taxi Incorporated, Philip Geist, who said this is a trial phase, sort of like a pilot program, and based on this success rate of this initiative, the ultimate goal will allow for a greater number of taxis and tour operators to capitalize on these tourism opportunities.
It's a great day for taxi drivers. We hope to do it as a trial in the first stage, or with 30 drivers to pilot it. And if it goes very well, then it means we can expand the pool of taxi drivers so all taxi drivers can partake in the private tours. It was a tedious time for taxi drivers not having a cruise ship. When the cruise ship came, it also was tedious when we were not able to do private tours. However, Mr. Alcindor, who's also a member of the board, approached the minister, and she was willing to look at it. And cabinet gave the approval, and we have did trial runs with Environmental Health and Discover Dominica, which they have approved, and hopefully we will engage in five areas of providing private tours to cruise passengers.
Once again, that was President of the Combined Taxi Incorporated, Philip Geist. No. A gasoline tanker overturned and exploded in northern Haiti, unleashing a fireball that swept through homes and businesses on its way to killing at least 75 people on Tuesday. That's according to local authorities in the latest tragedy to befall this Caribbean nation. The blast occurred shortly after midnight in Cap Haitien, Haiti's second largest city along the northern coast. Hours later, buildings and overturned vehicles were still fuming as firefighters covered the burned bodies of the young victims in white sheets and loaded them onto the back of a construction truck. Hundreds of Haitians, who are not easily shocked amid their country's multiple misfortunes, looked on from rooftops in disbelief at the loss of so much life. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, himself a physician, visited a hospital where victims bandaged head to toe were fighting for their lives amid a shortage of medical supplies and health workers. You're tuned in with Q95 News. France will sharply restrict travel to and from Britain because of fast-spreading cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant, putting limits on reasons for traveling and requiring 48-hour isolation upon arrival, the government said on Thursday. The move suddenly disrupted travel plans for families and others on both sides of the English Channel. Travelers questioned whether the measures were politically driven, and UK officials suggested they were pointless. That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Attorney Dr. Darius LeQuant is alarmed at the findings in the recent Government Director of Audit report and by the huge project overruns followed by supplementary appropriations for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. The death toll now stands at 75 from a gasoline tanker that overturned and exploded in northern Haiti, unleashing a fireball that swept through homes and businesses, creating devastation on Tuesday. And France will sharply restrict travel to and from Britain because of fast-spreading cases of this Omicron coronavirus variant, putting limits on reasons for traveling and requiring 48-hour isolation upon arrival. These are our headlines. The news brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.